Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 13, Behavior of a Perfect Person, Text 26. Tadrapi dam patinam cha sukhayanya patnutaye karmani kurvatam drishva nivritosmi viparyam. Tatra, there, api, also, dampatinam, of men and women united by marriage, cha, and sukhaya, for the sake of pleasure, specifically the pleasure of sex life, anya, apanutaye, for avoiding misery. Karmani, fruit of activities. Korvatam, always engaged in. Drishva, by observing. Nivrita asmi, I have now ceased from such activities. Viparyam, the opposite. Translation of purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. In this human form of life, a man and woman unite for the sensual pleasure of sex. But by actual experience, we have observed that none of them are happy. Therefore, seeing the contrary results, I have stopped taking part in materialistic activities. Purport. As stated by Prahlad Maharaj, Yanmai Tunadi, Grihamedi, Sukham Hitu Cham. Men and women both seek sexual enjoyment, and when they are united by the ritualistic ceremony of marriage, they are happy for some time. But finally, there is ascension, and thus there are so many cases of separation and divorce. Although every man and woman is actually eager to enjoy life through sexual unity, the result is disunity and distress. Marriage is recommended to give men and women a concession for restricted sex life, which is also recommended in the Bhagavad Gita by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Dharma virudo bhuteshu kamosmi. Sex life is not against the principles of religion, it's Krishna. Every living entity is eager to enjoy sex life because the materialistic life consists of eating, sleeping, sex, and fear. An animal life, eating, sleeping, sexual enjoyment, and fear cannot be regulated. But for human society, the plan is that although men like animals must be allowed to eat, sleep, enjoy sex, and take protection from fear, they must be regulated. The Vedic plan for eating recommends that one take yajna shista, or prasad, food offered to Krishna. Yajna shista sarvakyo visha. The devotees of the Lord are released from all kinds of sins because they eat food which is offered first for sacrifice. The Bhagavad Gita 3:13. In material life, one commits sinful activities, especially in eating. Because of sinful activities, one is condemned by nature's law, laws to accept another body, which is imposed as punishment. Sex and eating are essential, and therefore they are offered to human society under Vedic restrictions, so that according to the Vedic injunctions, people may eat, sleep, enjoy sex, be protected for a fearful life, and gradually be elevated and liberated from the punishment of material existence. Thus the Vedic injunctions for marriage offer concession to human society. The idea being that a man and woman united in a ritualistic ceremony, marriage ceremony, should help one another advance in spiritual life. Unfortunately, especially in this age, men and women unite for unrestricted sexual enjoyment. Thus they are victimized, being obliged to take rebirth in the form of animals to fulfill their animalistic propensities. The Vedic injunctions therefore warn, Nanyam Deho Deha, Bhajam Riloke Kasan Kaman Arhate Vidbhujam Ye. One should not enjoy sex life like hogs and eat everything even to the limit of stool. Human beings should eat prasad offered to the deity and should enjoy sex according to the Vedic injunctions. He should engage himself in the business of Krishna consciousness, should save himself from the fearful condition of material existence, and he should sleep only to recover from fatigue due to working hard. The learned Brahmana said that since everything is misused by fruitive workers, he had retired from all fruitive activities. In this human form of life, a man and woman unite for sexual pleasure of for the sensual pleasure of sex. But actual experience we have observed that none of them are happy. Therefore, seeing the contrary results, I have stopped taking part in materialistic activities. Bhagavatam doesn't recommend materialistic life from the very beginning. For those who happen to get a Bhagavatam and have the good fortune to read it, they should know that it's not meant to increase our material propensities. In the very beginning it says, Dharma Priyojita Kaitavotra Paramonim Matsaranam Satam. That the Bhagavatam is meant to get rid of this kaitava, this cheating mentality. Modern society is based upon this cheating, that you can enjoy as much sense gratification as you want, and somehow or another by so-called scientific advancement, that they'll make up, they'll counteract all the problems you're going to get from unrestricted eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. But we can see that actually people are getting sicker, dying earlier, becoming more anxious. And the relief that they get is simply do more. Eat more, sleep more, have more sex, and get more money to defend yourself. And since people can't do that, because they're being cheated in so many different ways, therefore people are becoming more and more frustrated. So the solution modern society has for the frustration people is cut off all their communication. Censor any kind of other viewpoint as much as they can. Just like with this coronavirus, the first thing that they did, they allowed, in many parts, people could go, for instance, to things like gymnasiums, especially the gymnasiums in America owned by the people who were quarantining everyone. Those were open. The ones that were owned by others, they were closed. But the first thing they did is they made sure no one went to church, or they closed all the churches up because they didn't want people to discuss with each other. Well, what to speak of trying to pray to God as a relief from the problem. So modern society means that they've captured communication through the internet especially and through the mass communication. They've captured practically the intelligence of everyone through their modern education and through their mass communication, their extravaganza movies, the internet with its opportunities for thousands of pornography, places, sites for pornography. They've captured people's attention and focus it simply on eating, sleeping, and a heavy emphasis on mating and defending. And then we wonder why people are like animals. Because they're being trained up to become animals. And animal people, when they're presented with another type of philosophy, because they're animals, they can't understand it. If you go to a dog in the street and try to distribute a book to him, no matter how expert you are at presenting Krishna consciousness, the dog is not going to be able to accept it because he doesn't have sufficient intelligence. And human beings, if they're engaged in sense gratification, then their ability to perceive and understand what is something more subtle, it becomes diminished. That's what Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita. Indriyani hi charitam yanmano nuvidiyate tadasya harati pragya vayor navam ivambasi. Just like the boat on the water is swept away by a strong wind, so even one of the roaming senses in which the mind becomes fixed can carry away a man's intelligence. So the whole society was set up just to carry away people's intelligence, and it's still set up for the same thing. Now, people used to walk around, and there are thousands and thousands of shops in so-called civilized countries. In uncivilized countries, then there's also places where you can go nowadays. Even in India, other places, there's huge malls you can go to and just spend the whole time contemplating the objects of the senses and hoping you'll become attached to something. And they have enough credit on your card, you'll be able to purchase it. Although you don't have enough money to pay for it, they've given you a credit card, so you become a slave to whatever object you become attracted to and buy, hoping that this will make you happy. You chew on it for some time, and then you realize it didn't make you happy, but you're still indebted to pay for it. And so people have no choice but to keep on working, and they can't even pay off their credit card in most places. They only can try to pay off the interest on their credit card. And they think they're free. But actually they're simply servants of their senses. And they're servants to the people who are controlling their senses through providing them with the sense objects. Just like in America, they were advertising these pharmaceutical companies that it's safe to take this, I forget the name of the painkiller, which was 1,000 times more addictive than heroin. Does anyone know what the name is? No, that's a antidepressant, supposedly. It makes you depressed. There's another, they came out with this synthetic painkiller, 1,000 times more powerful than, or at least 1,000 times. They also have other ones which are even more powerful than that, than heroin. And if you just take a fraction of a gram of it, you die. So they were advertising that this particular painkiller, it's not addictive. Needless to say, literally hundreds of thousands of Americans took it by prescription and became addicted to it. And because they became addicted to it, they, practically speaking, they either committed suicide or they had to spend all, they had to be, became homeless, or they committed crimes in order to get the money to pay for it. And the result is that this pharmaceutical company, which was responsible for it, they didn't press charges against the people who falsely advertised and addicted hundreds and thousands of Americans and people around the world to this addictive substance and ruined their lives and killed many people. Instead, they just had to pay some money as a compensation. And that's called price of doing business. You make $100 billion by killing people, and they give you you have to pay a fine of $5 billion. So this is modern society, simply geared for people eating, sleeping, bathing, defending, and even worse than that, becoming addicted to horrible things. And people think that they're actually making progress. They can spend $1 billion or $2 billion on a movie which put people in fantasy land for half an hour, 2 hours. And at the end, they wind up in the same miserable condition they were before they saw the movie. And people are just waiting for the next movie so they can get their hit of illusion. And they think they're making progress by getting better illusions than before. If you don't like 3D movies, well, we have virtual reality for you. They're not improving the actual reality. They're just creating a virtual reality. And in the virtual reality, you have a body which can unlimitedly eat, sleep, mate, and defend. As if your actual body that you have will actually become virtual also. And as it mentions here, there's a price for making people into more and more animalistic. In their next lifetime, they'll become animals or lower than that. And the people that are leading the charge, so-called exploiting everyone else, they'll become the head of the animals. They'll become king of the forest or the queen of the ants. And everyone else will be their followers still. The purport is that if we actually want to help people, we can't stop their eating, sleeping, mating, defending, but we can introduce Krishna consciousness by which people have an alternative experience. Everything depends upon experience. People are addicted to eating, sleeping, mating, defending, to drugs, and all kinds of other things. When we talk about eating, we talk about unrestricted eating. Eating prasadam can purify one. Sleeping necessarily, as Krishna recommends, and sex life when appropriate, and similarly to try to give up fear, unnecessary fear, masuchaha, Krishna says. This is the purpose of human life. But, so eating, sleeping, mating, defending are necessary, but they shouldn't be unrestricted. And the promise that we can have unrestricted sex life, unrestricted eating, unrestricted defense, unrestricted sleeping, and be happy is just a false propaganda based upon ignorance and misleading people. But these things have to go on, but in a way that will actually allow one to have clear consciousness so that one can accept the actual path of liberation. Liberation from the material concept of life, not absorption in it. The soul by nature is full of bliss, full of consciousness, and is eternal, and that's the purpose of the human form of life. Give the soul the opportunity to become fully blissful, fully conscious, and enter into one's eternal existence, which is the greatest benediction the soul can have in the human form of life. So rather than being misled by this false propaganda, those who have some knowledge should try to figure out how to serve the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and distribute this knowledge to others. That's the best way and the quickest way of getting the knowledge for oneself. Krishna says, for those who are constantly devoted to worshiping me with love, then I give them the understanding by which they can come to me. Out of compassion for them, I dwell in their hearts, destroy with the shining lamp of knowledge the darkness born of ignorance. So if people think they're getting a good deal in materialistic life, they're not very good candidates for our Hare Krishna movement. But there is a number of people who have understood that materialistic life is a dead end, literally a dead end, and that the so-called saviors of humanity, working for the benefit of humanity, are actually their greatest enemies. They're only working for their own sense pleasure, and part of that sense pleasure is they take pleasure in seeing others suffering. They have the idea that the earth is only meant for them and everyone else is something else to be got rid of, if possible. So I'll stop there. Thank you on that happy note. Any questions or comments? Yes.
Hare Krishna. Maharaj, you mentioned that we should give alternative experience to society outside, but do we really have, I mean, philosophy we have, but the lifestyle which people can see probably is not so much there yet in our society. You know, how to live like, you know, not maybe only the farm communities, but other form also.
Yeah, it's not so difficult.
That's the answer.
Well, we have a very simple process. People in their homes can sit down in the morning and the evening and chant Hare Krishna with their family. Have some picture of the deities or have some deities and worship them and offer their food to them and hear a little bit of Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita. That's all that's asked in the Bhagavad Gita for people to make progress. It's not very complicated. We don't have to introduce a radical lifestyle. That's all. And people, then even householders will make progress if they... And even if they don't control their senses, but gradually if they take to their process, they will become inspired to control their senses more.
You mentioned that the modern society has these massive communication channels which capture people, even innocent people, and children and that, and majority of cases we see that when, you know, children are captivated and parents cannot. Prabhupada mentioned that the modern education system are like slaughterhouses. And literally they kill the consciousness of the children. And so what about that area of, can our society offer education for children or protect at least devoted children?
Anyhow, that's a long term. Mm-hmm. First, we have to educate ourselves. We become serious about chanting Hare Krishna and taking shelter of this transcendental knowledge and actually do practical service in terms of worshiping the deities and spreading the Sankirtan movement. Then we'll have something to, then we'll become convinced that this is the actual path that children should take. Rather than thinking they should become doctors and lawyers and whatever else, become a professional and make their lives successful in that way. Get all the association of the universities, which will convince them that they're their body and that their goal in life is to speculate which objects of the senses they want to enjoy. So, unless the people who are supposed to be devotees, unless they get a higher taste, then why will they encourage their children to get a higher taste? What kind of example do they show? Okay, anything else? Thank you very much. Grandharaj Shrimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.